Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, to say the pledge for the second time, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as you know, I've got a lot of friends in Georgia. I have several affiliate stations in Georgia, including Atlanta, where they're listening to us right now. Hello, AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta. And I was on the air the other night, Sunday night, with my good friend Mark Walters, who lives just north of Atlanta. And we were talking about the Georgia election. Now, what he was telling me, and he lives there, I don't. Now, I've heard this from other people that live there. And again, I don't. I'm just repeating what I've heard. That the Senate race, January the 5th in Georgia, is going to be the most scrutinized race in American political history at any time, anywhere, any place, because of the hundreds, if not thousands, of poll watchers, state election people, federal election people, whatever, that are going to be watching this thing. Plus, they've got cameras in some places where they didn't have them before. They know what to look for when it comes to the voting machines. And, yeah, they may or they may not try to do what they did before as far as the cheaters, let's call them, in Georgia, that are going to count the votes like they tried in November. But I don't believe that's going to work this time around, because there's too many eyes, too many ears. And, oh, did I tell you, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is telling me that they're going to have people in the polling places in plain clothes?
That's very, very important. Yes. Well, you know, Captain, we're very lucky that this is all coming down to one state and one state only, and it's not spread across several states.
Yeah. Now, I do not think we're going to win both Senate seats up there. I think we're going to win one. If we win both, that's great, but I think we'll win one of the two, but we'll still have control of the Senate. There are some people that don't think we will. Now, for those people that think, well, it's got to be Donald Trump, he's got to win the presidency, or America is doomed. No, it's not. Life will go on. But here's the deal. If Donald Trump wins because of this new plan that's come out, the alternative electors, which, by the way, as I said to you in the first hour, has not worked before. It's been tried twice, and it did not work. But if it works this time around, great, great. And the states are the ones that control the elections, not the federal government, the states, and the Constitution did that intentionally. So we, the people that live in these states, especially the blue states and the ones where they've had these problems, these five states in particular, by God, you Republicans up there, you conservatives up there, you people that call yourself Americans up there, you need to be right there in the state capitol, and you need to be saying, we need to have election reform now, not tomorrow, not the next day. Now you need to start doing something about it and just bug the hell out of them until they can't stand it anymore.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, you know, the states, as you're mentioning here, you know, the states are part of the union, and the union is made up of individual states. And those states send their voice to say who they want the president to be.
Yep.
Now, what's going to happen, though, is you're going to hear more and more. In fact, Hillary Clinton already voiced her opinion again after casting her votes for Joe Biden as an elector.
Yep.
She wants to, again, bring up abolishing the Electoral College. That would actually take the power away from the states, and that would not be good, and it would disenfranchise literally millions upon millions of voters.
Now, what happens to a state like Michigan if they take this audit that they just did, Amistan just did, and found this one county where they had a 68% error rate? What happens if that goes to the state legislature? Is it just majority vote that overturns the governor's decision?
That's a good question.
I know the answer. That's why I asked you.
Yeah. So I believe it. It may. I'm just not sure, to be honest.
2/3 vote to overturn what the governor decided. 2/3 vote.
Well, very interesting. But again,
now, how are they going to do that when they only have control of the state legislature by 4 or 5 votes?
Right. Right.
How are they going to do that?
Well, see, that's where politics comes in. It has to be something. I mean, if everything's just going to be a party line, then that's one thing. But if the evidence is very compelling.
And again, this is why our friend Ron Edwards, when he comes on in hour number 4, he's going to fill us in on all this stuff, because this is the problem they got up there. Whitmer, I'm just using Michigan as an example. Whitmer declared the certified the election yesterday for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, even though the legislature might say, wait a minute here, we got this problem in this county, and what are we going to do? We got to turn this around. Well, if they can't get 2/3 of the people to agree on it in their legislature, it's not going to happen. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, this is not as simple as it seems. I wish it was. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and in the times that we're living in, ladies and gentlemen, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, let me tell you about my friends at Auto Glass America, because with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, they will give you $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today and give you a lifetime warranty on it. So just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when they get done putting your windshield in. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Yahoo, there he is. All right, well, you know, yesterday the president, remember all the mainstream media and all the people on the left were going, oh, there's no way we can have a vaccine. It'll take 18 to 24 months to be able to do that, and it's just not going to happen. It can't happen by the end of the year. It can't happen. Really? Well, yesterday the first coronavirus vaccine doses were administered.
That's exactly right. This is a major, major thing. And unfortunately, Captain, Trump is not going to get the credit that he truly deserves on this. This is unprecedented, to say the least.
Yeah, and I would call this the impossible mission, because what they did with Operation Warp Speed is nothing short of brilliant, and it just shows the American resolve to get the job done when all these naysayers were out there saying, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do this, you can't do that, and they knew damn well they could, and they did.
Well, exactly, and of course, you know, I think, Captain, President Trump truly wanted to get something for the American people that would help them return to normal, because that is exactly what the American people want. Can you imagine what a Biden machine administration would want to do under the same circumstances? They were so unhappy with the Trump economy, the fact that he was so successful, and the Democrats, as a general rule now, have used this whole crisis as a political point. But President Trump deserves credit because he did go above and beyond. He did use the power of the presidency for the good of the American people so that we can have the hope of getting back to normal.
Well, none of this success would have been possible without both our courageous frontline medical workers, our researchers, and our incredible United States military, because the victory is a victory for all Americans and the rest of the world, because we have to defeat this terrible virus, and we're going to get to the herd immunity sooner rather than later with the use of the virus. However, it's a shame that we couldn't have been doing it a long time before, because we wouldn't have had half the problems we got right now.
Well, exactly right, yes.
And this herd immunity thing that we could have been doing, no, we can't do that. My God, there's... And by the way, they keep doing it every day. We've got 1,500 new cases of coronavirus. No, you don't. You got 1,500 cases where people tested positive, and it doesn't mean they've even got it.
Well, exactly. See, that's the thing. A positive test is not a case, per se. It's a positive test. In fact, Captain, someone in my neighborhood who I see when I'm out and about, he's an elderly gentleman, but he had the coronavirus over the summertime, didn't know it, until they eventually had a test and found out that they had antibodies, but they had it was very mild. So again, you wouldn't necessarily call that a full-blown case, because it didn't require medicine, hospitalization, this kind of thing. But there's a lot of people out there, I think, with very similar stories. They may have had it. They may not have even known they had it. And it wasn't significant in that sense.
Well, I'm one of them. I had it last year, and I didn't know I had it. And when they did a test on me, just a regular test, the antibodies showed up.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
And I've still got them, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Mine have not wavered, not faltered, not nothing, and it's probably because of the regimen of vitamins I take.
Mm-hmm. It could very well be.
So my doctor tells me. Mm-hmm.
Well, but this is what we really need to have some real data on. How long does it really last?
I've been a year.
That's right. That's right. And so is that going to be the norm? Is it 2 years? Is it 6 months?
Don't know.
That kind of thing. So, but that's what we need to understand and have a good understanding of.
Well, as long as I keep taking a regimen of vitamins that I'm taking, I guess it'll be that way, but I don't know. We'll see. By the way, I am on the short list for the vaccine as an essential worker because of my gold badge with the organization that I'm with, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC News has all been mocked for the months-old fact check on Trump's vaccine prediction. We just talked about that. How about taking a look at him now, you guys over there at those other networks? How is he doing now with what just happened?
Well, as I'm saying, you know, he'll never get the real credit for what he deserves. No, there's not going to be any of the TV people traditionally that are going to say, Trump did a good thing, because we never heard that throughout the entire Trump presidency.
Now, this is one of the reasons why Donald Trump lost a lot of votes. Yesterday, there was a poll that came out that said voters say the U.S. failed to take the coronavirus threat seriously enough early on. That was a poll that came out, and it was just a general poll, and it was some 62% to 38% felt that way. And I'm thinking to myself when I saw this that this might have had something to do with why he didn't get as many votes as we thought he should have gotten.
Yeah, well, it could be the coronavirus narrative was very powerful.
For the Democrats.
For the Democrats, exactly. And they used that narrative. And then there was no second stimulus package in order to tighten the screws to make sure that people were angry about the coronavirus. All these things and the shutdowns. All this stuff was used as a political weapon. Now, I'm not saying, because we know the coronavirus is real, we take real precautions, we want to do the right thing, et cetera, et cetera. But there were the political opportunists who were happy to have the narrative be Donald Trump didn't do anything and all this stuff, when, heck, Donald Trump shut down travel from China, Joe Biden called him essentially a xenophobe, and then finally came around a while later saying, oh, well, maybe it was the right thing to do. So, you know, we can't afford to have Joe Biden making the right decisions 2 months too late.
Now, President Trump has a bunch of ads out there. I don't know if it's his campaign or if it's him personally or what the deal is, but about the election fraud. And yesterday we found out that CNN and their parent company, Time Warner and AT&T, which is also in there, have rejected their ads about election fraud, Trump ads, and they're not going to play them on any of their affiliates, which ranges from MSNBC, NBC, CNN to AT&T television and whatnot.
Well, and again, you know, this is an interesting thing because it seems to parallel what we saw happening with the YouTube platform, for example.
Yep.
But again, you know, again, it's a narrative that if you start going against it, then you're going to get silenced.
Yeah. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday tossed out another one of the Trump election lawsuits. So that's gone. Not to be forgotten, but gone. Also, amidst the defund police movement, there's something really screwy going on up there in Portland. They have a serial stalker that's terrorizing Portland. And the police can't do anything about it because they don't have the police to be able to do it. So did you hear what the citizens of Portland did?
What was that?
They created their own patrol to try to locate this person that's out there stalking people, terrorizing them, they're probably going to catch him because of the way they're doing it.
Wow, very interesting.
Private citizens.
Well, but what else can you do if your community is in danger like that? And of course, you do it, you know, peacefully and so forth, in order to be better eyes and ears to be able to call the authorities and say, hey, well, he's over here, kind of a thing. But it's maybe, especially in that area, Captain, the shadow of things to come.
Yeah.
What else can you do? You can't just wait for the stalker to get you.
And the silver-tongued devil up there in Georgia, Reverend Warnock, is in trouble again because his past has come back to haunt him once again. Folks, this guy is just no good. And as Tony Dungy said, what religion is he practicing when he goes 100% all in on abortion right up to the birth?
Well,
live
birth
abortion.
Well, again, yeah, how does that comport with what one would think would be the typical teachings and doctrine of the Christian church.
It's not part of the typical doctrine or teachings. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back, and when we come back, lots more to talk about here. There's a ballot signature match audit going on in Cobb County in Georgia. We'll tell you about it. Georgia's gone but not forgotten, but we'll tell you what's coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Attorney General William Barr is resigning from his position. President Trump made the announcement Monday, saying that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker believes Barr has performed exemplary service to his country. He tells Fox News that despite President Trump's frustrations at times, Barr stuck to DOJ policy.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr was an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations. But, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FairandFarrah.com. And don't forget, their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. There's someone there right now that can answer your questions at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the spelling of the name is F-A-R-A-H, so it's F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah.com. The phone number, one more time, 877-245-6707. Give them a call. Get your questions answered right now. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who, in my opinion, has been one of the best ever in the 4 years that he's been in the cabinet. Of course, he didn't start out that way, did he? He was over at CIA, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And he did a good job there. And then he was moved in as the Secretary of State after the original appointee, I forget his name, left. But anyway, Mike Pompeo says he's focusing on the next few weeks, not 2024. Now, I think if he wanted to run for anything, including president in 2024,
if Donald Trump were not to run himself. I think he could be a tremendous candidate and win, because I believe he's just got that nature about him. We know he's good. We know he stands for America. We know he's a veteran. I mean, I like the guy.
Well, yeah, I think he would be an excellent candidate, and for a couple of reasons, Captain. Number one, he's known as being very, very smart politically, and also very smart historically, basically. But also, imagine that he might be debating a Joe Biden or perhaps a Kamala Harris. Depending on Joe Biden's health and if he steps down or if he's 25th amendmented, all those different things. But either one, can you imagine Mike Pompeo talking about foreign policy and talking about the state of affairs that could exist 3.5, to 4 years from now, would just be awesome to behold, I think, because I don't think the Biden-Harris administration is going to have too many successes foreign policy-wise, because they're going to get us into the same kinds of binds that Obama got us into.
Yeah, you bet. And we'll see what happens. Now, President Trump yesterday named Newt Gingrich and seven others to the Pentagon board. It's a board that kind of oversees what's going on. It's a civilian board, and Newt Gingrich is now a member of it.
That's true. And I think, isn't Newt Gingrich coming on board, to help out with the California recall, I think, of Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, somehow or another, Tom Del Beccaro recruited him.
That's right. Good way to go, Tom, because obviously things are not good in California right now, Captain. In fact, there's still a lot of restaurants out there in my local area. Other people from different places have told me that a lot of these places are defying Newsom's stay-at-home order for restaurants, and because they have to be able to make a living.
Yeah, and think of the unemployment numbers with unemployment going away for some if this budget isn't passed and signed into law. Think about that.
Well, exactly right. And so we don't know what the lay of the land is going to look like here as we approach Christmas and, of course, New Year's and into January. But, obviously something has to happen for hardworking people.
Well, here's the other thing. A group of bipartisan lawmakers have proposed this $908 billion in relief split into two different parts for the coronavirus stimulus, if you will, not only for unemployment but also for the small businesses that are in just between a rock and a hard place. I don't know where that's going to go. I did see my good friend Chris Markowski yesterday was on Newsmax, and he finally agreed in principle with what they want to do to keep these businesses afloat. And he even talked about changing the bankruptcy law so that these people could do what they needed to do and still keep their credit rating and not lose it because they had gone into bankruptcy or receivership or something like that to try to stay afloat.
Well, right. And see, all that is under the rubric, I think, of the idea that, this was done to them. It fundamentally was not their fault. And when the virus hit, for whatever reason, but it has the ultimate effect of being like an attack, a virus attack. And so if it was certainly that, or certainly acted like that, then we have to do everything we can to fight back against it. We're not fighting it with bullets, we're fighting it with dollars to keep people whole and to try to save their credit ratings. These kinds of things might be just a big part of that.
Now, a couple of different things here. The United States has made good on their promise of the threats of Turkish sanctions over the purchase of Russian arms, and in particular that missile system that they bought over there. I believe they call it the Russian 400 system or something like that. And then the president also raised concerns over the reason why he may veto the defense bill over concerns about China.
Well, exactly. This is kind of becoming an odyssey in terms of the defense bill and so forth. But honestly, though, this may be one of the last times we are going to hear a lot about the rise of China and its impact and the kind of military that it's building and so forth. We'll hear about it from time to time, but it won't be a focus of the Biden-Harris administration. But for those who are watching China And we'll keep people updated here as well. The state of affairs from right now to perhaps 4 years from now could be a game changer geopolitically.
And do you remember the kidnapped ex-FBI agent, Mr. Levinson, in Iran?
I believe so, yes.
Well, yesterday, Secretary Mike Pompeo and the president both and the administration came out and directly blamed Iran in the abduction and the death of the ex-FBI agent, Mr. Levinson.
Well, and again, see, this is where people are going to see these drastic sea changes in how things are described, perceived, in terms of our foreign policy and what's really happening out there. It's going to soften up towards Iran, and I think people are going to really see that dramatic change.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good, not only for us,
yeah,
but for our friend in Israel and also in the Middle East.
And then the Hunter Biden thing is starting to fire up some more. Again, we talked about this earlier during our number one. We mentioned it with Dan, there's a possibility it's been tossed out there that they might have a plea bargain deal worked out for him on a lesser charge to get him off the hook. Maybe it's the $400,000 that he did not report an income that they found out about, that we've now found out about because it was reported to the people. Or maybe it might have to do with Burisma and something else going on there, correct?
Well, right. And perhaps it would shut down. They think it would make it go away, basically, and it likely could in this environment. But can you imagine, Captain, if that was Trump or just any Republican president, the questions would linger. Well, you said, Mr. President, that you didn't know anything about what your son was doing in China. You had no idea. And does that still true? But now you find out that he had all this stuff, and you're saying you still didn't know about it? I mean, it would go on and on and on. But they may just let it go with Biden. It just depends.
Yeah, and we'll see. And there are some people out there, by the way, now saying that the U.S. deserves answers on the Mueller probe after Attorney General Barr has announced his resignation on Christmas, the 25th.
Well, right. I think that, again, there's all these lingering things. But Barr is, he's getting out of Dodge in that sense after this last dust-up. Having to do with President Trump, and do you have confidence in Attorney General Barr? And President Trump says, ask me 3 weeks from now, and so forth. So it just becomes untenable, I think.
Okay, and we're getting ready, folks, to go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right after this break that's coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate everybody out there who's chiming in tonight in the chat room as well as sending us emails. Thank you very much. Keep those cards and letters coming. And some people are wishing us Merry Christmas, Kyle, so we'll wish them Merry Christmas back. How's that?
Yes, Merry Christmas.
All righty. So we'll be right back, Kyle Warren and I, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Got more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And the Truckers Highway and Viber Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, the largest truck stop chain in the United States. Stop on in there, find out why, and tell them you heard me talking about them on the radio, the captain talking about them on the radio. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and away you go. All right, here we go.
Face no.
that's a little Lenny Kravitz there. That's his version of American Woman. And I'll tell you what there, Kyle, I don't know about you, but that's quite a video.
Yeah.
That's quite a video. That's all I'll say. I'll let it go. I'll let it drop right there. But we used to call them biker babes back in the day. Boy, did they have some biker babes. But these are girls by themselves on the motorcycles in the video riding around. Anyway, let's get going with the weather here. We have had a couple of changes. The storm in the East Coast is starting to wrap itself together here. Now, there's a potent system passing through the Intermountain West today. It's going to eject out into the South Central Plains for Tuesday. It's already starting to create some havoc in the western midwestern part of the country. Now, this system will then progress into the east on Wednesday with a surface low that's expected to develop, rapidly intensify along the mid-Atlantic coastline, and we are going to get snow. This is going to be another big-time nor'easter that will result in a number of impacts from extremely heavy snow, icing, and gusty winds, and we've got a gale warning up all the way from North Carolina to Maine right now to Nova Scotia. So it's going to get windy along the coastline. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We had one significant change here in the last hour, and that was that last hour we reported it was 23 degrees and snowing in Denver, Colorado. Well, it seems like it's cleared up there and looks like they might have sunny skies on Tuesday with, I think, the snow beginning to return perhaps on Friday. But still very cold there for our friends in Denver. High wind watch, of course, for Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. This is if you're coming across I-80 or coming up I-25. Also up in Montana, high wind warning. This is going to be just east of Bozeman as you're coming across I-90. Also in Idaho, in Boise, it's 24 degrees, rain and snow showers right now coming across I-84. And also in 4th of July Pass, according to the reports, Captain, snow on the roadway there. So be very, very careful. Winter weather advisories, of course, up in northern Washington, Seattle with rain. Looks like it's going to be raining for days. Portland starts up today on Tuesday. Looks like it's rained for another week or so, according to the forecast. Winter storm watch near Carson City and Reno, Nevada. This is parts of northern California, also parts of the Yosemite Valley. High winds in the Santa Clarita area if you're in southern California coming up the I-5 freeway, so be careful of that. And a freeze warning tonight, Captain. This is going to be just south of Tempe, Arizona and Phoenix, Arizona, and it's going to be along I-10 and parts of I-8 if you're in the Casa Grande area there in Arizona. So freeze warning there tonight. Be careful about that.
I have to laugh every time I hear the word Yosemite because Jerry Clower used to call it Yosemite.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go over here because in the Middle West, the central part of Nebraska, straight south on down to the western half of Kansas, and most of Oklahoma, as well as the panhandle over to Amarillo, Tucumcari, New Mexico, Amarillo, Plainview, let's see, Lubbock, winter storm warning in the central part of Oklahoma tonight. And then going up the East Coast in the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Maryland, most of Pennsylvania, half the three-quarters of Pennsylvania, all the way up through I-81, all the way up to Binghamton, New York. You've got winter driving conditions there tonight. There's snow on the road and some icing as well. There's a winter storm warning right now for New York City, New Jersey west, and down into Philadelphia and the eastern part of Pennsylvania, southeastern part of Pennsylvania. So be advised of that if you're coming out of New York on I-80 and you're going west. Once you get up in the higher elevations, you're going to be running into it. Now, this is just the way it is right now, unfortunately, and that weather is going to deteriorate and get even worse because we're talking in some areas where the snow is going to come down. We're talking a foot, foot and a half, maybe 2 feet up in parts of the New England area. And then we have this gale warning all along the coast from Maine, Nova Scotia, all the way down to northern North Carolina tonight, down past the Chesapeake Bay into North Carolina, and that's kind of unusual. But down towards the Cape, believe it or not, got gale force warnings.
Yes, exactly right. That's big, big time.
All right. And tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget that he is with us six nights a week, and we appreciate him very much. And speaking of somebody that's around, well, here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
A forensic audit of the Dominion claims system says it was designed to create fraud. We found out about that yesterday in Antrim County, Michigan, that showed a 68% error rate. Wow.
I don't know that I would say it was designed for fraud, but...
Well, they said it.
I don't know that anything is designed for fraud, but, But yes, it did have a 68% fraud rate to it.
And we know, that when these things came out of Venezuela, they were designed pretty much to keep Mr. Chavez in power.
True. But that was, you know, since then there have been other releases of the software and so forth. So I think tomorrow the Senate is holding an hearing on the elections. And this will be out of Ron Johnson's Department of Homeland Security Committee.
Okay.
And Schumer is having a fit. He doesn't want the he doesn't want to have the hearing.
Of course not.
Well, just putting it out there.
Yeah, he wouldn't want anything bad to come out of this about all the different things that are going on because, you know, Stacey Abrams is bragging, well, I've got 1.2 absentee ballots for the Georgia runoff. That scares me.
Well.
Because of her track record.
Yeah, she's got one.
But supposedly, from what I keep hearing and from what my contacts in Georgia are telling me, and you've got a son that lives there in Atlanta, they're going to have the world around these polling places, including people that they won't know who they are, watching everything that goes on.
Yeah, there's about 22,000 people in Georgia today that are working diligently for the two senators. The Heritage Foundation has sent people in. So, I mean, it'll be the most watched election runoff we've seen.
Okay, hold on. Here we come. We've got to take a break. Denise Simon just got caught up by the computer, but she made it by the hair of her chinny chin chin. And I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.